Appreciate you taking the time. How are you?
Scott, it's great to be with you this morning.
I have to start out here with something that, of course, is in the news right now. And, you know, let's just fast forward. Let's just, for the sake of conversation, say that you have won the seat. You're in the United States Senate today. And one of the big controversies playing out right now is the Obama administration has really upset the Catholic Church by mandating that you, as an employer, if you're a church-affiliated group, it doesn't matter, you have to offer contraceptive coverage to your employees. How would you be representing the state of Texas on that issue?
Well, it's ironic you ask that, because I literally, right before calling in, just finished writing a blog post that we're going to have up on our website, tedcruz.org, in the next few minutes on exactly this topic. What President Obama is doing is outrageous. And it continues a pattern of his administration of abuses on three fronts. Number one, it's unconstitutional. Number two, it deeply disrespects religious liberty, something for which the Obama administration has shown nothing but disdain. And number three, it continues the perpetual expansion of government power in the federal government, in particular in healthcare. All three are wrong, and the reason I'm running for Senate is to lead the fight against the Obama agenda and to defend our liberty and to defend the Constitution.
What makes it unconstitutional, specifically?
Because what President Obama is trying to do is force all health care providers and all employers to provide health care that includes all forms of contraception, including drugs that cause abortion. And there are a great many health care providers. Catholic Church is one of the largest health care providers in the country.
Right.
And yet President Obama is saying he doesn't care about their religious beliefs. He is going to make them provide contraception and provide drugs that provide abortion. And
yeah,
you know what? The president doesn't have the authority to trump their faith.
You would say that despite the fact that polls show that the vast majority of Catholic women have used contraception. They say that they, you know, support the use of that. And we're also talking about a lot of employees who are not Catholic.
Well, you know, fortunately, most faith is not governed by polls. And at the end of the day, I'm going to leave it to the Catholic Church to decide what they believe. And to follow the teachings of the Catholic Church and the teaching of God as they best understand it. And it's not President Obama's job to say, well, this doesn't poll well,
yeah,
so I'm going to trump what the Pope says. He doesn't have that authority.
Sure. Isn't it always a tricky deal, though, whenever you have people asking for a religious exemption on something? You know, we hear about Jehovah's Witnesses who don't want blood transfusions. We hear about, you know, Scientologists don't believe in psychotropic drugs, for example. But if a doctor deems those are necessary, you get into sort of murky water, don't you? At some point, can't anybody just say, well, I don't agree with that because of my religion, so I should be someone who can opt out?
Well, and the Supreme Court has established a strict test for when you can trump religious beliefs and when you can't. The large majority of cases from the Supreme Court have upheld religious liberty. For example, pacifists who have a religious objective to serving in the military, the Supreme Court has said you can't conscript them. Jehovah's Witnesses who don't want to give a pledge, say the Pledge of Allegiance, because their religious faith prohibits them from doing so, the Supreme Court said they have every right to do that. Our Constitution, one of the most vital protections in our Constitution is religious liberty. And when the federal government trumps religious liberty, it's wrong.
Yeah. Well, I know that, and this goes right along with what we're talking about, that you've been somebody who's been talking a lot about the war on Christmas, for example. I know that you had a petition on your website about that. I want to ask you about it coming up here on News 92 FM. It is 9:39. We're talking with Ted Cruz here at News 92 FM. Traffic and weather now.